DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Turkish F-16 warplanes were put on emergency standby Thursday after Ankara accused the Syrian government of having carried out an airstrike on Turkish troops operating in northern Syria that left 3 soldiers dead, 10 others wounded, 1 critically. Western diplomats expressed concern the airstrike overnight Wednesday by a Syrian Air Force warplane marks a highly dangerous turn of events in the 5-year-long Syria conflict and risks bringing Syria and Turkey into a major clash. Initially, the death of the soldiers near the town of El Bab, northeast of Aleppo, was blamed on the Islamic State terror group. But in a statement Thursday, the Turkish military said the Syrian Air Force was responsible. The bodies of the killed soldiers were transferred to the southern Turkish border. Also Thursday, European Union lawmakers called for a temporary halt to EU membership talks with Turkey because of Ankara's disproportionate reaction to July's failed coup. Members of the European Parliament voted 479-37 in favor of a non-binding motion urging the European Commission and national governments to institute what lawmakers acknowledge will be a largely symbolic freeze in negotiations that have been going on for 11 years but have long stalled. Austria has led calls to stop Turkey's membership talks. Germany, France, and most other EU states for now back continued engagement. At least 2 people were killed Thursday, 16 wounded in a car bomb attack in the southern Turkish city of Adana. An attack, the labor minister said, was probably carried out by Kurdish separatists. The blast occurred outside the governor's office in the parking lot, causing damage to nearby buildings. Came weeks after U.S. officials warned that extremist groups continue aggressive efforts. This is VOA News.